Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ. Presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's Jeff Sherman.
I'm gonna make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. The upswing. It's 4th of July week. Chances are, even though it's a little rainy out there today, but you're getting the grills ready. You're getting the parties ready. The invitations are already out. The parade is ready to go through your community. So I wanted to have the one and only Frederick Fritz Usinger on today to talk about all things sausage, all things that need to be on your grill this festive weekend, how his company, Usinger's Famous Sausage, intends to navigate and leverage the great Milwaukee summer and, of course, the upcoming RNC traffic and its visitors. And truly, I just want to do a walkthrough of how he's caretaking for this amazing, wonderful Milwaukee-based company. The Usinger family has been making sausage in Milwaukee and Wisconsin for more than 140 years. Truly one-of-a-kind, nationally recognized family business devoted to the craft of sausage making. 70-plus varieties, old-world sausage made right here in downtown Milwaukee, distributed from its Milwaukee Walker's Point Neighborhood Distribution Center, award-winning natural casing wieners. Those are always in the Sherman refrigerator. The only thing our kids will eat, frankly. Amazing brats, authentic natural casing Braunschweiger, superior European style wurst from Usinger's, all a staple from families all over Wisconsin. Each and every weekend, families still head downtown, right, to the old school deli store right there on Martin Luther King Drive. The deli store, truly, truly beautiful if you have never been there. So up next, the Usinger story and more with Usinger's president, Fritz Usinger. Fritz, just going to have you come on, say good morning. Thanks for spending time with us. I know it's a little rainy to walk from your store and your facility over here, so I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, I brought my umbrella, so it's all good.
That's good. That's great.
I'm glad to be here, Jeff. Thank you.
All right. Very good. So just kind of as we get into the show, and we can kind of pick this up after the break, but for those that don't know, I know it's a long, wonderful story of the Usinger family, but kind of give us the Usinger origin story, if you could. You got to go back to your great-grandfather, right?
Right. Great-grandfather immigrated to Milwaukee from Germany. He was a sausage maker, but he was only 18.
Okay.
And you have to remember back then they kicked you out of the house at 14 to go learn a craft.
Okay.
So he had 4 years under his belt working for different sausage makers outside of Frankfurt in the Wiesbaden area. And he immigrated to Milwaukee, like I said, in the late 1870s because he had some distant relatives here. And of course, Milwaukee had a huge German population. So it was natural for him to be where he had like people.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got a job here in Milwaukee as a sausage maker for an individual with the last name of Gertner. Mm. And he was hired by Gertner to be his sausage maker. They had a retail store as well. And being a true entrepreneur, he ended up marrying Gertner's niece. And then in 1880, they put the Usinger name on the business.
All right. Very good. So the WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. As we get to spend the next hour with Fritz Usinger, I'm sure you got questions, so we'll open up the talk and text line again, 855-616-1620. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, 4th of July week. So we wanted to have Fritz Usinger in today to not only give the family origin story of Usinger's, but we're going to touch on a bunch of different things, including development in downtown Milwaukee, kind of how the store is planning for the RNC, and much, much more. But Fritz, you know, you worked in pretty much every department in the company, right? Growing up in the family business. You know, what are some of the most surprising and amusing things you've learned through your Usinger's journey?
Well, when I started working summers there when I was 16 years old, there were a lot of non-English speaking folks from Europe working there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could always tell when they were talking about me because they would either be speaking in German or Polish or something that obviously I was not fluent in. But it was very educational to be speaking and working with individuals who lived through World War II in Europe. And some two in particular I know were in concentration camps, and others, you know, were children during World War II and had to live through those experiences. So to hear about those things firsthand from people when I was in a very impressionable young age, mm-hmm. kind of gives you a real perspective on things.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it helps kind of build the culture of the company moving forward and form relationships that are built on an authentic, real bond.
Right, right. And you know, I was blessed to be able to learn from several German sausage makers who, you know, came over after the war and were, you know, this is in Europe, you have to get a degree. You get a degree, you know, you have to go through an examination to learn your craft. And these guys were experts. And I was really fortunate that I was able to learn at the elbows of a lot of really, really good mm-hmm. sausage makers.
Yeah. So when, as a kid, did you know you wanted to get into the family business, or was that something that was just encouraged, or was it a little bit of both?
Well, let's just say I had my first tour when I was 6 years old.
Okay.
So it was pretty much, I don't want to say I was forced to go into the family business. I think I was led to do what I do. Yeah. And I started at 16. I went to UW-Madison, and my degree is in meat and animal science. Mm-hmm. So I sort of knew when I went to the university that I'd be going down a route of becoming a person technically trained. Yeah. In meat craft.
Okay. So how has Usinger's maintained kind of the traditional recipes through the years, the quality standards, while continuing to adapt to the modern food industry challenges of today?
Well, we have what we call our heritage products. And those are recipes that were from my great-grandfather's era. And those have not changed, other than there's probably less salt in them than there was in those original recipes. Hmm. But the smokehouses we use are still two-story brick smokehouses that, you know, burn hardwoods underneath the products. They're what's called a pit house. And we still, you know, we still use those, that type of smoking method, rather than the modern automatic smokehouse mm-hmm. generator oven. And that gives the product an authentic campfire smoked flavor. Mm-hmm. And really, we never change that. We still use fresh garlic. We still use fresh onions, natural spices. And so the core items that we have clung on to have not changed.
Yeah.
So, but we've developed lots of other products along the way because of changing consumer tastes and mm-hmm. popularity of different seasonings and different ethnic type sausages.
Yeah. I definitely want to talk about that product discovery process
sure.
at some point too. So food science and additives and technology have changed a ton during the years. Like, how do you leverage it, and maybe how do you skirt it? Not skirt it, that might not be the best word, but you know, you want to stay true to the traditional product.
Right. In a lot of cases we avoid it because it doesn't, you know, it may help prolong the shelf life of the product, but it doesn't help the flavor. So it's really what we don't put in the product what makes it better. And that's sort of the philosophy we take. Well, okay, so other guys can get 120 days shelf life and we can only get 65. Well, that's the trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you do to have a better tasting product, because it's all about the product flavor. That's what sells the product. It's repeat business. And, and if you've got a great product that people like the taste of, then they're going
to
buy it.
Stay true to what you are, for sure. Very good. So when we come back from the break, any new sausage varieties you're excited about? And I want to have you walk through that process of when you're exploring a new product, kind of how you get there, maybe how you decide to go ahead, or how you decide to say, you know what? This isn't going to work. This is The Upswing presented by Horicon Bank. We're joined today by Fritz Usinger from Usinger's Famous Sausage. Welcome back to The Upswing presented by Horicon Bank, preparing you for the grilling this coming holiday weekend with Fritz Usinger from Usinger's Famous Sausage. We have Mary Lynn from Pewaukee on the line. Thanks for tuning in. Do you have a question for Fritz?
Yes, Mr. Usinger. My Polish mother used to make for my German father the twisted on the stick in a loop or something. Can you give me the correct spelling of that? Sausagen or sausagen or something like that?
The product is sausagen.
Okay.
Oh, good. Can you spell that for me?
S-A-U.
We have our research staff on it right now.
S-A-U-C-H-I-S-S-E-N, I believe.
Oh, good. Yes, I used to love that. I want to go down to the store and see if I can pick that up.
Yeah, sausagen. And just a little side story, I grill those every Christmas morning.
Oh, cool.
And that's part of our ritual at our household.
Very good.
So, Seishin on the grill on December 25th.
Tradition. We love it. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great holiday weekend. So, Fritz, as you look at the kind of the process of how a new sausage variety goes, possibly from concept to market, what does that entail at Usinger's?
Well, it obviously starts with an idea.
Yeah.
And then the idea is, do you think that would sell? And then you start tinkering with it, and we do it by committee.
Okay.
So I may originate a recipe, and then I hand it off, and it is made as a small sample batch. And then as committee, we evaluate it. We have a taste testing, and if it's sort of turns out interesting, then we're going to tweak it until we make more sample batches and tweak it until we find that it's really, we get consensus that it's really a product we want to roll out. Now, a lot of products don't make it that far.
Yeah. So, what are a couple that haven't made it?
Oh, gosh. I'd have to think hard and long. You caught me on the spot
on
that.
That's all right.
But so, there are ones that don't.
You've done a lot of chicken sausage. Mm-hmm. But is there a reason you don't have a turkey sausage in the portfolio? Is there a difference between those two in terms of production?
Well, I think that they're both from a production point of view, they would both be equal.
Okay.
However, a lot of times it's not just one product you want, but you want to build a portfolio of products so you have shelf presence.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have more than one item. And we just went the chicken route. Chicken's like a blank canvas that you add lots of inclusions to give it some variety and interest, because chicken in and of itself is pretty bland.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey is kind of in the same category, and it just was, you see turkey product out there. You don't see a lot of it.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's great. So we need to know, let's talk a couple minutes about your grilling methods, your kind of the beer and brats grilling methods. Yes or no to the parboil and the pre-cooking?
Okay, so you have to understand and preface this that I'm I'm really a sausage snob.
Okay. Well, you should be. Well, you've earned that right.
Right. So I don't want to offend anybody in their cooking methods. However, I, you know, because I'm like the guy who's responsible, I look for certain attributes, and so I do not parboil.
Okay.
So I put the product on the grill raw, and you have to start low and slow. So if you go too fast, the meat will expand faster than the casing will expand, and you'll break the casing, and then all the juices kind of run out into the grill, and the juices is what carries the spices and the flavor. So you kind of got to baby it along at the beginning. So I call it the two beer method.
Okay.
So by the time I've consumed two beers like an adult, not a college student, the brat will be ready. So you got to start low and slow. So if it's charcoal grill, you start it off at the edges and then move toward the center over time. And a gas grill, you start out low and then you can build the heat. So it's the opposite of cooking a steak. A mm-hmm. steak, you go on a hot grill and you sear it at the beginning. The sausage, you want to start slowly and give it time to expand, and then you do your crisping at the very end.
Okay.
So that's why I say you go from low to high, and then you do your crisping at the end. So it takes time, and you never use a fork. You use tongs.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't want to puncture the skin.
Okay.
And let the valuable okay. juices
never
run
fork.
Out.
All right. That is right. good insight right
so,
there.
So the two beer method.
All right. The two beer method. There you have it. Put that on your 4th of July list for when you grill your brats or whatever you're grilling this weekend. That is straight from Fritz Usinger from Usinger's Famous Sausage. When we come back for the break, Fritz and Usinger's have a long relationship with Bob Uecker. So I want to talk about filming and production with Bob Uecker through the years and how the store is getting ready for the RNC to welcome visitors and added traffic over the next couple weeks.
Making it for a long, long time. The best. Whatever your favorite may be, I guarantee you, Usinger's makes it. Great tasting Polish sausage. And if you like your Polish sausage with a little kraut, give that a try too. A breaking ball strike and it's 0-1. Yep. Polish sausage, little kraut, little mustard. Oh, baby. Yep. 0-1 delivery. Missed the outside corner with a fastball. Even now at 1-1. Great tasting brats. Don't forget the Mr. Baseball brats.
All right. The one, the only, Bob Uecker. Fritz, what's it been like working with Bob through the years?
It's been just awesome.
Yeah.
He's a great guy and just a very loyal fan of our product. And we're so appreciative of everything he does for us. It's really wonderful.
All right. And any funny, unique Bob Uecker stories that you need to share?
Bob is very much a professional.
Yes.
And so when you get to go in the booth, it's like right.
Yeah. You get to it.
You watch Bob work and it's amazing. And you just feel like, ooh, I can't make a squeak.
Yeah.
but it's great.
Yeah. A true pro and just humorous and professional through it all and passionate about what he does. And you got to be grateful that he loves the product and dives into it each and every day.
Absolutely. He's just one of a kind.
All right. So as you kind of prepare for the great Milwaukee summer that we're in the middle of, and you look at kind of just, I don't know, your place as a fixture in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. How's the company's relationship with the city evolved over the years? And then kind of specifically, what are you looking at for RNC? Are there different hours or different plans or kind of what are your plans?
Well, to the first part of your question.
Yes.
So, we've been on our location in downtown Milwaukee since at least 1880. And historically, even in before that, before it became Usinger's. And, we've been an anchor of that area for forever. And both when the city was trying to redevelop downtown, I would say that, there were way back when it wasn't exactly the greatest neighborhood after a while, mm-hmm. and it's come a long, long way. Downtown Milwaukee has come a long, long ways in the 44 years that I've worked downtown.
Yeah.
And, you know, kudos to the city for being able to make it a tourist area and the entertainment district that it is, because mm-hmm. it's really, like I said, come a long way.
Yeah.
So we're happy to be there. We our image is this, you know, family, small family business on 3rd Street,
mm-hmm.
MLK.
Yep.
And we're appreciative that we've been able to be in business for as long as we have.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure there's been some, you know, fun opportunities and challenges just as the street continues to grow with nightlife, but it's also brought a whole lot more eyeballs to your store and your business.
Absolutely. Well, we like to chuckle that we're one of the only daytime businesses
yes.
that are on in that entertainment area, because it has a big nightlife, you know, following.
Yeah.
We like being a tourist attraction, because mm-hmm. that's really what that area has become, is a lot of tourism associated with downtown and Fiserv and the restaurants and eateries along the block.
Yeah. Okay. And in terms of the RNC, do you plan regular hours for the store, or any special plans?
Well, this go around, rather than the DNC, the RNC, our section of MLK is in the security zone, but it's not in the high security
right.
zone. So there still will be vehicle access to our parking lot, which is fortunate, but you can only get there from the east on State Street. So you have to go through a checkpoint near the PAC, and then you can proceed east on State to turn north on MLK and get into our parking lot. So because of that, we're keeping our retail store open.
Okay.
Our store will be open from 9 to 4. And if any customer cares to make an adventure down there and purchase a product, we will give them a free 8-ounce beef salami sausage. So,
all right, there you go.
It's a little, you know, a little enticement.
All right.
That if you really want to come down and see see government at work, you know, we'll treat you a little bit.
Be a part of the process. There's some right. breaking news right here on the Upswing. Free sausage. Come on, let's go.
With a purchase.
With a purchase, of course. Yes. Keep the local economy strong.
Right.
Fritz Huizinger joins us on the Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. We'll be right back.
When you lift up your arms and you smell half swing and a miss, Narvaez is gone. It's deodorant. What do you think it is? Smells like sausage? You bet.
Try some of that andouille.
Welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We're presented by Horicon Bank. Fritz Huizinger taking time out of morning to join us for the entire show. We're going to get you ready for your grills this festive 4th of July weekend. So, Fritz, what is new in the store, kind of packaging-wise?
Well, we've made a change on packaging our fresh sausage links. That would be the fresh brat, fresh Italian, Cajun brat. We've gone away from the styrofoam tray that's then overwrapped with film, and we've done that. We've changed it to go to a straight vacuum package, and the reason we did that is that the vacuum seals the product totally, preventing any moisture loss or any air intrusion into the package, and it makes a huge difference in the quality of the product as it's stored in your home freezer over time, because that current styrofoam package that has the overwrap is permeable to oxygen. And that's where you get, when you have a tray of sausage, styrofoam tray of sausage in your freezer for a long period of time, you get freezer burn and you get some degradation of the flavor of the product. with the vacuum package, we take the links and we blast freeze them, and then we vacuum package them. We seal in the moisture and the flavor and exclude the air. Mm-hmm. And it allows us to not have to use any sort of things that are preservatives in the product, mm-hmm. because it's not exposed to air any longer. So we can take out things like BHT, BHA, propylgalate. You don't have to put those in there. And so now you have a product that is all natural ingredients. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we've done. Plus, it's really convenient because you can take that 1 pound package that's in your freezer, and you don't even, and to thaw it, it's a spur of the moment thing. When you want to come home and want to grill, you take that package, you put it in a little bowl of warm water in the film. The links thaw in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. You open the package, you put them right on the grill.
Nice.
It's really convenient, and I think, you know, people have a tendency to buy brats when they're on special, and they stick them in their freezer, and then by the end of the summer, it's like you look in your freezer and go, oh, I got a couple packages of brats. What do I do with them? And they're kind of, you know, they're all like frosted over, and they're
right.
And they're dried out and freezer burned, and you know, they're not a number one quality at that point. But this package, by sealing all the moisture and keeping the air out, oh, it's great. And yeah. they'll taste, you know, just like they are off the line 3 months down the road once they've been in your freezer.
And a little less waste package-wise, for sure.
Yeah, you don't have the styrofoam to contend with landfill. And as my wife would always say, less for the landfill.
Yeah, so that is good. That's a good thing. So if I'm then putting the brats back in the fridge, how should I store them? Just in a Ziploc? And how long would they stay until I need to grill them again?
So this package only has 4 links in it.
Okay.
So
chances are I'm grilling all mm-hmm. those at once.
Right.
Right.
But my trick is that if you have more product than you're going to need, grill it all. And what you do with the grilled links is then you put them in a Ziploc and put them in your freezer. And then, you know, within several days, if you want, just microwave them, and they're going to taste just like off the grill.
Okay.
But the main thing is cook them first and then put them in the freezer.
All right. We'll come back for our final segment with Fritz Usinger. The Usinger Elves has been a part of your brand identity for generations. I want to have you share a couple stories around these mascots and their significance to the company. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. I'm Jeff Sherman. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Upswing, conversations at the intersection of life, business, and community. That is what we're doing with Fritz Usinger from Usinger's Famous Sausages. So the Usinger Elves, Fritz, have been a part of your brand identity for generations. I know your sister Deborah truly loved them. Every time I saw her, you know, she'd have a different elf story. And I just got to tell this quick little story. You walk into the Sherman household in our little vestibule. There's a single piece of art. This really cool little red house. It was a wedding gift from her. So I think about Deborah each and every day, and, you know, just did so many amazing things, as your whole family has done in downtown Milwaukee. But what are the elves all about? And what did that start? Is that like an 1880 thing, or how long have they been around?
Well, the elves have been around at least early 1900s that
okay.
I know about.
All right.
And it all goes back to the stories probably of European origin, that the elves were the craftsmen and the humans were basically the inept front of the organization. And the elves had a cover for the humans by producing whatever it was, shoes or sausage or, you know, anything at night,
mm-hmm.
because the humans were just incapable of doing good things.
Okay, all right.
So that's so the elves bailed the humans out.
All right,
that's basically it. So
and I'm sure you had a lot of elves running around as when you were a kid. Like, mm-hmm. what if the elves would come to you today and just like say, "All right, Fritz, we're done with this. We're going on strike." What would their demands be?
They'd probably want a plusher living arrangement, I'm sure. You know,
get us out of this storefront window. Come on.
They're relegated to the sixth floor, and they would want a cushier existence, I think.
Okay. All right. We'll put that on the demand list. So what's in Fritz Usinger's refrigerator at home for the 4th of July holiday?
Well, there's going to be summer sausage.
Okay.
And I'll have fresh brats in the freezer.
Nice.
And I will have natural casing wieners.
Okay.
They'll be in the refrigerator as well. And Blond Jaeger.
Ooh.
And might even find a small piece of Hessische Landleberwurst liver sausage.
Ooh, wow. Give us the flavor profile of that.
The Hessische is a very smooth, spreadable liver sausage that's very heavily smoked, and it's one of those, you know, of the 70 plus items we make, it's one of the unique kind of more European crafted kind of product, and it's not, you know, you don't find it in a lot of places, but always at our retail store. But it is very, very smoky and smooth and spreadable and very rich, and it's outstanding.
All right. I got one final question for you. Do you have any of the Usinger's gift boxes in your fridge? And if you do, do you take out those knives for either the cheese or the sausages? Where are they made? I need to get more of those. Like, every time we get a gift box, I'm like, wow, these knives are the best.
Well, the knives, I've got a drawer full of all different all right, color handles.
I'm coming over
ones.
And grabbing a few extras.
There are some museum pieces there. But, yeah, the knives are a traditional part of most of our gift boxes. You know, it was kind of one of those things that kind of came up probably from my dad's era in the 60s. And he was the big starter of our gift box program. And he always had an eye for interesting things. So he included a knife in the gift boxes to cut your sausage or your cheese. And originally, probably in the 80s and maybe even in the late 70s, the company we bought the knives from was called Quick Cut.
Okay.
And they were the company that made the Ginsu knife.
Ah, okay.
So that tells you, you know, those knives
all right
back then could cut through anything.
There's where the quality comes from.
Right. But now Ginsu is, Quick Cut is sourced overseas now and a little different than what they were, but they're still a fun thing to get in a gift box.
Unlike Usinger's famous sausages that are made right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee since 1880. There you go.
And if there's an elf on the label, it's quality on your table.
All right. Wonderful. Happy 4th of July week to you and your family, Fritz. Thank you for spending time with us. Business headlines as we take you in to the Independence Day week. I'm Jeff Sherman. This is The Upswing.